thought, why don't we ask a behavioral psychologist about why people, despite the warning signs, despite the flashing lights, despite everyone around them saying, this doesn't sound legit, why we still fall for these scams? Dr. David Rosenstein is a clinical and a behavioral psychologist, joins me now on the line. David, when we see these warning signs, like I know of someone who was scammed, and as much as many people said, do you really think there is a woman in Switzerland who you have not met? This was also the time before video calling, but you've had a electronic relationship with this woman. You're giving her money. Can't you see that this is a scam? Why do we want to believe that things are true?
Good morning, and to your listeners. Absolutely. I think, you know, most of the time individuals realize that this is a scam in hindsight. You know, the whole thing of hindsight being 20/20, you know, you can see clearly. At the moment it's happening, a lot of these individuals are circumventing people's better judgment, you know, and really appealing to the person's need for a relationship, perhaps a loneliness, emotional connection. And those are like, they're very powerful forces psychologically. And in those moments where, you know, there's this potential love interest and someone's like, is really interested in me, you're more likely to put aside reasonable judgments or even thinking ahead. I think people sometimes make poorer judgments about their future, call it inverted commas, investments. And I don't necessarily mean financial investments, but that also, their emotional investments. Mm-hmm. You're looking more at that immediate connection and what's happening. And these con artists and people who prey on these aspects of human nature, they actually know this. I mean, it's an intentional manipulation of individuals' needs. From what I know, sometimes a loved one or a family member that I've experienced in my practice would say, can't you see, like, you don't know if you can trust this person? Mm. Is this person real? How do you know? Why are you going to lend this person 10,000 rand, or in this case, 20,000 rand? But feelings make us feel like things are real, or the relationship is actually happening. And as I said, I mean, unfortunately, in those moments, you put aside better judgment or sort of thinking ahead. Unfortunately,
in a certain level, I have a veneer of empathy for people who do get scammed, because there is deep emotional and psychological manipulation from people who know how to manipulate feelings. And the point is of scams, and whether they be romantic scams online or whether they be 419 scams, they don't need to scam everyone. They just need to scam a handful. And it's a payday. And it's knowing how to use psychology to be manipulative, to prey on someone you can probably spot is quite vulnerable at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and they can tell those signs. I think they pick them up. They pick up, able to keep someone in. You know, there's the sense of, you know, you can get them to, you know, you're working on their empathy and their, you know, I promise you I'll pay you back, or I really need to do this, or, you know, and you want that connection. So absolutely, unfortunately, that is the case. An interesting thing is, you know, what we know, it's not about how smart you are. I mean, very... this may sound horrible to say, like, you know, very smart, or people get scammed because you get caught up in at times your passion and your need and emotional state.
This organization, the suspects that were arrested, there are reports in Times Live that they were part of a broader movement, a broader organized crime movement, which apparently in Nigeria is classified as a cult. When it comes to the psychological triggers or the psychological buttons that, that people who are deeply manipulative or people mm-hmm. who have a formalized gathering grouping to manipulate people. What would those be? What are some of the similarities between cult-like indoctrination and manipulating someone to try and get some money out of them? Are there similarities?
Yes, there probably are. I mean, it probably wouldn't, fulfill all the criteria of a cult following. I mean, but in a sense, it is. It's like sort of. My estimation of it would be a syndicated process. You have a number of individuals with, you know, they're working together, and their intention, the modus operandi, is to do this, is to manipulate people and target them and get money out of them. And I think there's an othering process as well. So you don't, you know, they never really get to know who this other person is. Mm. And a lot of self-justification because of that.
I would imagine, and please correct me if I'm being too simplistic, particularly manipulative people, whether they know you or not, it sort of would be like saying, oh, your family doesn't know the connection that you and I have, and so therefore you can't trust them, but you can trust me because I know exactly what you're going through, and they're going to say bad stuff about me, but don't believe him because you and I, we have a connection.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. I mean, those would be for sure many of the strategies, especially those, you know, playing on a person's doubts, like, oh, you may be doubting this, exactly what you're saying. You know, I think a lot of these individuals would know that there are these sort of hesitations, doubts, etc., and play on those.
Okay, we're gonna try and get Dr. David Rosenstein, a behavioral therapist, on a better line. But joined now by Ryan Stamrud, who is a motivational speaker, endurance athlete. You're on the other side of this, Ryan, where people use essentially the profiles of existing people, of real life people, and they do what's called catfishing, where they use an existing profile, existing pictures, create a false profile, and they try and scam other people. Your profile was essentially stolen. Some of the pictures that you have on your profile, you're quite a well-known dude in the motivational speaking and endurance athlete circuit, so people would know who you are. But your image, your pictures have been used to scam people.
Yes. Morning, Lester. You're quite extensively, actually, and I thought I'd just give you a bit of insight as to how this goes down, because I've been used at least 12 to 15 times. And each time at the end of the scam, the poor lady being scammed, eventually, you know, once she figures it out, they generally track me down. And we end up having a conversation. So I've learned quite a lot as to how it's gone down. And, you know, my sentiments were very much the same as many listening and yours as well, Lester, I'm sure. You know, how on earth can you be so silly? Mm. But when you realize how clever these guys are and how long-term the process is in many cases, I'm sure there are many different variants. Mm. But do you want me to give an example of the one lady who shared?
Go ahead, because I'm fascinated to find out from this point of view, knowing that your profile is being scanned to dupe people, and if I must give you a compliment, Ryan, you're a pretty handsome handsome man, and it would be easy for some lovelorn individual to fall with this. Very, very good, clean cut, but also very hunky and looks very adventurous, you know, gentleman.
Oh, coming from you, Lester, thank you. Lester, so, you know, the one lady who got hold of me, a lot of, let me call them my victims, are international. So the one lady, I'll give an example, came from America. She was eventually scanned out of $30,000. And I engaged with her quite heavily to learn how it was done. And she is no fool. She's a professional. She's a degreed woman. But the profile of everyone are very, very similar. They're usually mid-50s single ladies, either widowed or divorced. and using dating sites. Now, my pictures have been stolen, unfortunately. You know, in the early days, my son in a lot of my pictures as well. And they create profiles not only on dating sites, but on Facebook and the MySpaces and whatever the other sites are around the world. Full on names, full on profiles. And, you know, even a lot of them are speakers and swimmers in this world as well. And they befriend this in this one case, this one lady was befriended. She lives in the States. He lived in the UK, supposedly anyway. And they got to know each other literally via chat over a 3 month duration.
Gosh, it's a long game.
So there's no ask of money. It's just purely getting to know each other intimately. In 3 months of chatting, you get to know really well. And there's also been no chance of meeting up. So that suspicion isn't there. The other thing that blew my mind is that she had regular phone calls with this guy. He was Roberto, but my face. And she had phone calls with my son as well,
wow,
in theory. So there's a kid involved or someone with a kid-like voice who speaks to her. And through this 3 month process, he obviously describes this wonderful business he's got, and slowly but surely he builds this profile of how he's got this huge opportunity coming up in Canada. And he's going to be flying over there in like a month or whatever from that stage and having taking all these clients out. And this is obviously huge. And she obviously falls for this and really is wishing him well. And it's a big thing in both their lives, because after that, he's kind of set for life and, you know, business will fly. And very long story short, you can see where this is going.
Wow.
He gets to Canada, obviously all in inverted commas. He arrives in Canada, and she gets a call, you know, saying, or a message saying, "You're not going to believe it. I've arrived in Canada, and my credit card doesn't work here, the UK credit card. You know, they won't even let me into my hotel, and I'm now hosting all these clients. Don't know what to do." And obviously, she now completely invested in this very long story, says, well, what do you need? And plonks the first $5,000 in his account. Then, of course, he has to wine and dine and take all these clients around for whatever this business is, and he needs another $5,000, you know, to make sure he doesn't run dry. And so it goes.
Wow.
And she, you know, he then, obviously, everything's going to get paid back, and he's then back in the UK. She suspects nothing at this stage. And so the scam continues. So I'm just giving a little bit of insight as to how, it's not just how stupid were you that you met someone and rushed out and put money in their account. And I've got lots of stories like that.
But let's go to a quick voice note. And there's quite a lot of commentary on the WhatsApp line, and it's largely along the veins of how can people be so gullible. Let's have a listen.
Yeah, these people being scammed over the internet by what means whatsoever. I mean, but these romantic ones especially. I don't want to be harsh, but, yo, as I say in Afrikaans, daar's die pille vir domheid nie. You must maar pay your school fees if you want to go that route. Really, I've got very little sympathy.
Just not romantic relationships. Hey, David, it's all types of scams. Whether you believe you're getting a peach of a used car that you find online, or whether you're buying something online and it's a good price. I've seen PS5s being advertised for very, very good prices, but we can't help but, because you know what? It could be true, and I could be getting a new PS5 or all as new PS5 for very, very little money. We can't help but wondering, maybe it is true.
Yeah, I mean, as your caller said, I think, you know, a lot of these individuals, they're intelligent people. It's not, you know, putting it down to gullibility, it's too simplistic, you know, in a way. And I think that voice, that person who takes it in, probably we won't like to hear this. We're all somewhat prone to being scammed or manipulated. And in a way, market research and, you know, strategies of selling in some ways has elements of these kinds of manipulations. I mean, this is quite different, and it has there's a very sinister one-sided component to it. It's not exactly the same, but, you know, these are not gullible, foolish people. You know, looking at looking at what happened and sort of putting it down to that sort of misses the nuance. I mean, these are long plays. These individuals, needs are being manipulated, their emotional needs. And, a lot of things can seem also very real to us, on those relationships. And, doubt is, even if doubt is in the person's mind, they're still quite hopeful. So, I have empathy for those individuals. I think it's not just on the financial loss. Mm-hmm. I think there's a huge devastation on that emotional manipulation, realizing, you've just been used. It wasn't actually anything there. I mean, it's something about it that's quite traumatic and very destructive. I mean, your trust in future relationships can be quite severely damaged.
I want to bring in Jane from Musenberg, David. Jane, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Yourself?
Very good. What's your story?
Man, I had a similar thing, but I still don't know where this man got my number from. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I just got this thing on my WhatsApp saying that he is James Williams and he's from Turkey, and he sent me photos of himself and things like that. And he's like a businessman. And after a while, he sent me like pictures of rings and cell phones and things. And then he said he's going to put all the stuff in a box. He's going to send it to me. Mm-hmm. The next day, a courier company phones me to say that I must pay 3,500 into this following account. Oh, wow. And then the box will be delivered to me immediately.
Did you pay it?
Oh, no. I'm not stupid.
Good answer.
And I said to him, listen here, if I find you, I will cut you up into small pieces and feed you to your family. Wow. So don't you ever bother me again.
Jane Musenberg. Ryan, I want to wrap up with you. So your identity was used, but is there any recourse for you and other people whose identities are essentially stolen to be involved in scams?
Lester, not that I know, very, very little. Up until these guys were arrested here in our backyard, really, I presume these guys were sitting in Nigeria or somewhere in the world. Once they've got my pictures, I've obviously savvied up hugely on internet security, but, I'm still a public figure. They still grab my images every now and then,
yeah.
But they certainly won't find my son any time more. But once they've got it, they've got it. And I close the profiles down. I usually get the number from whichever lady's been scammed, and then I create an Interpol profile for myself, and I get hold of them. And then you just see their profiles disappear.
So you've actually gone almost the route of private investigating and advocating to try and find some resolution for this woman.
Indeed. If I could get my hands on them, and I've tried to set up meetings and dates with these guys as well, but I haven't got anywhere. They're obviously very suspicious. Understandably so, and as soon as they smell a rat, or they just disappear, and they start a new profile. I mean, I've been sent my passport. I'm an Italian. I have an Italian passport. My name is Roberto something something. It's quite crazy the extent to which these guys go. And again, I have great sympathy, newfound sympathy for those who are scammed, because it is not. Even the most intelligent of the intelligent can get scammed, I promise you that. And yes, there are a lot of stupid people out there as well on the stupid scams, but the ones that I've seen that I've been indirectly involved in, there's nothing to do with stupidness. Mm. It's a very, very clever, heartfelt, emotional, long-term game.
Ryan Stamrud, endurance athlete whose profile was used to scam people multiple times, and Dr. David Rosenstein, clinical behavioral psychologist. Thank you so much for your time, gentlemen.